What is up, guys? Wallo J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Just me again.
Yeah.
Just me.
You fucking suck, sir.
Just me.
You fucking suck.
I know.
God. Why can't you just tell people who you are?
Hello, I'm producer Chris. Good to see everybody on this wonderful Friday afternoon.
He likes long walks on the beach.
I like long walks on the beach. I love to talk about gardening.
I love to talk about scales as well.
Scales, yes. I was talking about my new scale that I really like.
Yeah. Enjoy. So what's the deal with the fucking new scale?
Does
it suck your dick?
No, God, I wish. That'd be awesome. Every morning, just stand up on there real quick.
Be like, come on, hurry up. I got to go to work.
Yeah, right? No, it's just, it's one of those like smart scales where it does your BMI, your water percentage, your bone mass, your fat percentage, muscle percentage, and your weight.
Well, how does it know all that?
Because it sends electrodes through your system, and then it measures the time it takes from the electrode going, entering in, and then coming back out. It's science. It's
so
magic.
So fancy.
It is. It's very fancy.
And how much did you pay for this shit?
Only $75.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. It really wasn't that bad.
Because the 360 one that has that ray that
yes
loops around is like $500. Yes. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they've actually got that or a style like that up there at the Anytime Fitness up by Republic.
Yeah.
So if you're just a normal member, you can only do that once a month.
But why?
If you're one of their premium members, then you can do it whenever you want. Yeah, it's kind of funny like that. I'm like, I'm good.
Ah, fuck it.
But it is. It's one of those ones where you stand in and it's got the thing that circles your body once or twice or whatever and then gives you like a full 3D model mapping.
He goes, you're fat.
You're fat. Well, that's actually, it was one of the doctor that I go to. The nurse is there. I'm always picking at them and playing with them and stuff like that. And, you know, every time you go to the doctor, you have to weigh. And so I had to go to the doctor 2 weeks ago because of the poison ivy I got into. So when I went there,
it's not really poison ivy. It's AIDS, people. He's got AIDS.
It was like plant AIDS from hell because it literally took 3 weeks for me to get rid of it.
So they put you on that Magic Johnson.
Yep. I got some roids. then whenever that didn't work, they gave me a good topical to put on it.
So can I get on that Magic Johnson cocktail?
Needed something. But it's finally going away now. And luckily it's on its way out. So I'm feeling much better. But, so when I went to go weigh, I was like, why are we doing this? Just write down fat, you know? And it was just me and one of the nurses.
Overweight?
Yeah.
Obese?
So the nurse, you know, she was like, just shut up and get on scale. I was like, all right, fine. But then I had to go for my physical.
What did it say?
I weighed.
He's thinking. He's about to lie right now because he's looking up.
No,
and
no,
to
no.
Because
I was trying to think. Yeah, I weighed 272, but that was with all clothes on. And that
bro,
was,
that's like 2 pounds.
Well, and that was at like 2:33 in the afternoon. So I'd already eaten two meals.
So
anyways. I could tell you what my weight is, my true legit weight from this morning. That's easy.
How often do you weigh yourself?
Every morning.
Really? Why?
So I can see the progression.
What progression? You're not even going to the fucking gym.
Yeah, but I've been working out in my gym this week. So it's been nice. So this morning I weighed 265.8.
Man, that was just a poop.
And that's down 1.2 pounds this week. So... And we didn't make meals this week, so we've been having to cook.
Oh.
So we haven't really been on.
Why didn't you make meals?
Because we were in Atlanta last weekend.
Did you make Andrew's meals?
No. No, we told everybody, piss off, not making meals this weekend.
Oh.
Yep. Because the last time we didn't do that, so then we had to rush home.
Yeah.
And then we get home at around 1:32, and then it's cook, cook, cook. Then I still have to go out and deliver. And it makes for a bad Sunday.
Yeah.
So I was just like, no. I just, you know, Nick and Selena, they're fine with it. They're like, just let us know. And, you know, we'll do our own meals for that week. Andrew, I totally forgot. I didn't tell him until like Friday when we were getting ready to leave.
Oh, that sucks, bro.
It did.
You a bad friend.
Well, I thought Amanda may have messaged him because I know him and Amanda text back and forth throughout the week sometimes. So I thought maybe she had told him.
No, too much salt.
Right. Take that seasoning down. You know, but she was like, no, I didn't tell him. So I had to tell him Friday afternoon. I was like, hey, sorry to tell you so late, bro, but we're not doing meals this weekend. We'll catch you next.
He should have told me. I would have brought him a pizza. Be like, sorry, bro. That's all you get. It's a pizza.
A pizza. But so, yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, like I said, I've been hitting the elliptical and all like that. I like it.
That's so boring.
It is boring. It is boring. But I get a good workout. I get a good sweat. Well, I burn 400 plus calories.
You did more than I did this weekend.
Exactly.
I mean, this week.
Yeah.
Fuck. I
didn't. I know. I saw your post Saturday. Like, almost died, and then I guess whoever runs.
I said that was rough.
Yeah. Whoever runs the training yard one, I guess, which would be Dean.
Yeah.
He was like, "Yeah, it must have been bad because you just like snuck out."
I didn't sneak out. He was just, you know, he's a squirrel. He talks to everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the workout's done, he'll talk to people. And
you were nowhere to be found.
And I was like, man, I got to get my ass home. I'm about to die.
I'm not going to die in front of all these people.
You know, yeah. I'm going to go die in my tub. You know, taking a cold shower.
Oh, those are the best.
Bro, they have a shower at the training yard. Like, if you feel like you're about to pass out from heat exhaustion, you just jump on that shower. Oh, bro, that is the best part of that gym, the fact that they have a shower in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shower head, you know?
Yeah, just hooked to the main water.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not covered, but, I mean, I don't give a shit.
No.
I'm there in my shorts.
If you're at that point, you could give two fucks. Yeah. You're just like, I want to cool down.
I just take off my shirt, let everybody see my fatness while I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But that was the funny thing. Like the second time I had to go back to the doctor the following Tuesday for my physical, my yearly physical.
You're fat.
And that was the thing. Like she's like, all right, get on the scale. And I'm like, why? We just did this. Just write down fat. You know, and luckily, one of the other nurses was at the nurse's station and she heard me say that. And she like spit her coffee up and everything. She started getting mad. She's like, damn it, Chris. You know, if I'd have known you were walking, somebody's got to give me a warning when you're coming back here. So I know not to drink anything before you make it back to your room, because you're always going to say some shit that just makes me laugh.
Oh, you're so funny.
I am funny. I'm funny. Trust me. I tell you what. Man, just some of the people that I've seen come through that doctor's office and some of the things they say and the way they act, just the way people, I guess it's just the way people are. I'm just like, God, man, you're an asshole.
I said that about somebody yesterday at work. I was supposed to be on a conference call. Certain person comes in and starts being all rude and shit.
On the call or before the call?
On the call.
On the call.
Yeah. I hung up.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? No.
This is bad. You were bad for my mental health.
Like he come in, you know, saying, well, we're not going to have this meeting and blah, blah. I'm like, oh, we're not having a meeting. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I hang up. My work wife that sits behind me, she hangs up too. And we come to find out that they still had the meeting.
With who?
With the other people that were to be on that call.
Nice.
We completely missed it. But you come in being all rude,
mm-hmm.
saying we're not having this meeting because this, that, and the other. I don't need to see. I don't need to hear anything else.
No.
Click.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
I got stuff to do. You know, I don't want to hear your mouth anyway.
Yeah. I love and hate conference calls. They're great sometimes because, you know, like I have a conference call every Friday, 9 a.m. Sometimes it's short. It's 1 hour. Sometimes it'll go three. You know, it just depends on how much we've got on our plates. Right now, we've got a lot on our plates and a lot of moving parts going around. So today it was like, you know, two and a half. But it's all right. You know, I'll sit there and listen. I don't watch the full presentation. You know, I'll do other work while I'm listening. But then other times, like we had a meeting like 2 weeks ago and it was 3.5 hours long of a conference. It was basically a team meeting like we would normally have in person, but over Skype.
I can't do that.
Dude, it sucked. It was just brutal. Me and Dad, I was texting Dad. I was like, oh, my God. This is rough.
Was your dad in the conference call
too? Oh yeah, no, it was an entire team. Okay. So it was everybody from here all the way to Washington State.
Woo.
Yep.
At least your dad was hanging out at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, shit, so was I. I was sitting right here in this seat.
Yeah, but, you know.
Most of it, I was sitting here playing fucking video games on my computer, just listening. Because, I mean, it's just running over. I mean, it was going over a lot of stuff that we'd actually already went over in a previous meeting. So it was like a meeting about the meeting. You know, it's just one of those corporate things. I've never quite understood.
Let's recap the meeting that we just had.
It really is. You
in
know,
another meeting.
In another meeting. We went over some other things a little, you know, they went over one thing in a little bit more depth. That's it. But it's literally, let's have a meeting about the meeting we had a couple weeks back.
Oh, God.
And then it gets broken down into then your immediate supervisor has to have a meeting with you about the meeting that we just went over about the previous meeting. Dude, it's meeting after meeting. And I'm like, holy shit.
Listen, let's talk about something fun. Instead of work. We just did a lot of work this week.
I did.
You didn't catch the fights, did you?
No. No, I was going to. I've seen the highlights, but I was going to. And then I just, since I was driving that Sunday, I was telling Dad, I was like, nah, let's not even. I'm not even going to do it.
So our boy, Street Jesus, Jorge Masvidal.
I did see that one. I got to watch that whole fight on Instagram.
That's right, because he was only 5 seconds.
Yep.
He's catching a lot of flack.
For what?
Because of the way that he acted after the fight. And this is,
I can see it.
This is coming from people who, you know, believe that, hey, a little shit talk is good for the sport. You know, you should, you know, sell the fight, blah, 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 blah. Some of the same people are getting offended at how he acted.
He's a different animal, though.
It's like, well, the thing is that he doesn't do that all the time.
No.
He only did it with Askren because Askren was talking so much shit.
Yeah, and he genuinely does not like Askren.
Yeah. I mean, for whatever reason, you know, I guess they had some issues back, you know, 11 years ago when Askren first came into MMA. You know, and Askren was talking shit that he could, you know, if he hung with those guys in the gym, that he could do it. So that, you know, I guess there's a story behind all of this. And, but he's catching a lot of flack. And I'm like, yo, you're the same people that are saying that, yeah, talk shit, sell the fight. You know, that's cool. You know, we want to see the drama. Well, he gave you a show. And then you don't like how he acts afterwards.
Well, because for him, it's not a show.
After this guy pissed him off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. For him, it's not a show. You know, for him, that's not a game.
Yeah. He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk shit. No.
He's normally very respectful. Yeah. He's, you know, all
if
like
you
that.
Talk shit to
if
him,
you talk
though,
shit, though, you open those gates and
he's going to hit you with that 3-piece and a soda.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and you got to remember where he came from and the route that he took into the fight game. I mean, shit, he was part of the old Kimbo fucking street.
Yeah,
fights.
He didn't come through the street to the Ultimate Fighter.
No.
House or none of that. No. You know,
he was in backyards doing fucking
For $20.
Yeah. Bare knuckle fucking fight, like doing fights.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think that, you know, the shit that he's getting from people is completely unjustified. If somebody's going to talk shit, you know, to him during fight camp, you know, then you can expect somebody to act like that when he whips your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, you know, like I always say, I hate the guys who are assholes and stuff. But see, the thing, he's not being an asshole about it. He's just like, I don't like him. Yeah. You know, he's not an asshole across the board. He just he doesn't like Askren.
Yeah.
You know, well, now, granted, I don't agree with, like, you know, don't think it's over. You know, if I see you and fucking...
Bro, scoreboard, let it go.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, let that one go. You got it.
Yeah.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Well, what can he say to you if you see him at Whole Foods?
Yeah. Like I'm going to bust your ass at Whole Foods. What the fuck?
Besides, like, hang his head low.
Yeah.
Because he knows he talks shit and he got beat.
And Askren did exactly what Askren does. He got his ass beat, went back and went, well, that sucked.
Yeah. He was being a good sport about it.
He was being a good sport about it.
You know, it's funny because people are complaining, but the person who could be complaining about the showboating is not.
No, because he understands it.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, you want the theatrics
they want
before
the
fight.
Yeah, they want the build-up.
But you don't want him after the fight?
Yeah, they want the build-up, and then afterwards they want the honorable exits of, yeah, you know.
You know what? The fuck out of here.
I mean, sometimes you get that, and that's all well and good. Well, but then when you do, you know that. That was all for show.
Did you hear his post-fight interview?
No.
Let me play it here for you.
Let me see. Oh, you've had some great wins. Where does this one rank all time out of all your accomplishments?
Wasn't personal, man. I just don't like the dude. I knew how to get inside his head, and that's it, man. You know, there's nothing personal for me. It's just business.
Business.
I'm here to get these checks, get paid, and make sure that I put enough money away for my kids to go to university so that belts was next. And
so he's calling Usman.
I'm glad I got to end that dude, man.
You started with flying knees before. I mean, was there a decision that, you know, you thought you could knock him out with it, or is that just the way you wanted to start the fight? I mean, why was that the initial move?
He's so predictable, man. He's a scrub. But
he's a scrub.
Part of me just wanted to throw it out there so he knew, like, if you do shoot like an idiot, like you only know how to, your head's going to get clipped, and that would put the brakes on him, and then I'd beat him up for 14 minutes and 30 seconds and execute him. Or, you know, he took the bait. You know, I put my hands behind my back. He probably thought we were going to fucking patty kick it up or something. I don't know. But he walked right into it, you know.
I saw some criticism. People say the punches weren't really necessary. Maybe
they were super necessary.
Why were they necessary?
What do you mean, why were they not necessary?
Because he was already knocked out at that point.
But the referee hadn't pulled me off. And my job is to hit somebody till the referee pulls me off. So to those people, I would say maybe don't watch him and maybe go back to soccer.
I saw some other criticisms perhaps of your celebration afterwards. Any regrets at the celebration or your behavior in the cage afterwards?
Man, there's not too many people that I've disliked. I have over 50 pro fights, and he's one of them. You know, he talked about my manhood, talked about my culture, my ethnicity. Where do we draw? Why do certain people get to do stuff? You online, so you could do anything. Everything is cool before a fight. You're allowed to do and say whatever you want, like other fighters are not doing, talking about people's religions, wife, even kids. That's cool. But after a fight, I'm not allowed to showboat and rub it in your face. So you and guys like you could see it and be like, maybe I don't talk so much shit, because when I cross one of these real motherfuckers, they're going to make me pay for it, man. They're going to embarrass the shit out of me. And it's not over for Ben either. He still has to deal with me. If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
Yeah, I mean.
He's last thing for me. I know after the.
I mean, he's right.
I mean, what the fuck? Why are you criticizing him?
Because
it's like
easy.
You want somebody to talk shit during camp to sell you the fight and build the hype up.
Yep.
And then when he goes and does that shit, you know, he makes the stiff, you know, motion like he's out to sleep. You get all butthurt about it.
Yeah. He's bringing Plankin back.
It's like, listen, you can't have it both ways. You know, pick.
You can with fake people.
It's either honorable or talk shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of those things where if it's like I said, you talk shit before the fight, then after the fight, everything's cool, we're good. Okay, well, then that tells me that you were fake as fuck before the fight.
A lot of guys do that.
I know, and it's fake. His shit wasn't fake.
You know, look at Conor when Khabib was beating him in, you know, in the cage, you know, against the cage. Yeah.
Talk now.
And he's talk now. Talk now.
Yeah.
And he's like, it was business.
Yeah,
no. It was business. What?
Some people is business.
No, bro, you can't be, you know.
For him, that ain't business.
You can't be like fucking talking shit about his father and his wife and his religion and expect him to be, oh, we're cool.
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Yeah, we're going to slap tap after, you know, it's all. Nah.
So after that.
I mean, dude, you called his wife a fucking garbage bag.
He called her a goat.
No, I thought he said something about her, like, wearing like a garbage bag or some shit.
Called her a goat.
Oh, well, that's even fucking worse. So, I'd have preferred a garbage bag over a goat.
I don't know, man. Either way.
Still can't do it.
It's like, man.
If you want to talk shit, you should be able to talk shit about the person.
Yeah, absolutely.
But.
Absolutely.
Once you go past the person, then, you know, that's when you start.
I like smart shit talk. You know, I don't like just shit talk for the sake of shit talking. Like Colby Covington, you know. Yeah, some of the stuff he says is funny, but for the most part,
it's just talking. It's just noise.
It's just noise, and it's corny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you can tell that it's fake.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I love the guys who try to do it that are not good at it. Yeah. You're like, oh, boo, what are you doing? Stop.
You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, Conor obviously has it.
He does.
He's a good shit talker.
He is.
Even though he goes over the line, you know.
And it cost him last time.
Chael was a good shit talker.
He was.
You know.
But Chael almost, you know, there again, Chael had boundaries. Yeah. I don't think I've ever
heard. Well, he did say, he told Anderson Silva that he was going to slap his wife in the ass and, you know, get her to the kitchen to cook him a steak.
No bueno.
Yeah, that's.
Sorry. You leave wife, kids out of it.
Yeah.
Everything else, open game. But wife, kids. Even when, you know, the group that I've played with for, you know, going on 20 years, games with our group. Well, I mean, we're rough as fuck with it. Same thing with like your guys from Puerto Rico. You know, you roast the shit out of each other. I mean, the shit you talk to each other is beyond brutal.
Yeah, but we don't talk about
about our wives. We don't talk about our moms. We might throw a mom joke in there every now and then. But, you know, wives are off limits. Kids are off limits.
Honestly, our main thing is turning everything that you say into like you're gay.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, when you're growing up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was the worst thing that you could.
That's gay.
Yeah.
Those shoes are gay.
Well, try to make them seem like they're really gay.
Yeah.
You know, and we still do that, even though we're just fucking around.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
No.
But, you know, there are lines that you just don't cross.
No. No. I mean, like, we all got kids.
And listen, you know, if this guy feels a certain way about it, you know, he feels that he went over the line. Hey, that's how he feels.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell him not to feel like that because Ben Askren is just trying to sell a fight? Then you can't tell him to, you know, feel a different way when he's celebrating, you know, and mocking him because he knocked him out stiff.
No, he was down on the mat concerned. And
right. Yeah. Well, Street Jesus.
Jesus was checking on him.
Yeah, he's concerned about everybody.
Yeah.
You know what? I love that guy. I've always, you know, liked the way he fights. You know,
dude, he did look like the fucking second coming of Christ, though, with the hair and all like that. I mean, I was like, bro.
And what's funny is that's not the first time he's had long hair back in his Kimbo backyard fights. He had longer hair.
Yeah.
Fighting in Miami in that fucking heat. Bro, you could get overheated.
Fuck yeah.
Big time. Even back then, he had good boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now it's like.
It's on a different level.
Yeah, it's even better, but.
I just don't understand. It's okay. So yeah, you've been in the martial arts game longer than I have. So even I know when you go for a shot, you don't lead with your head. You just don't.
He didn't lead. Well,
he did. He led with that fucking head.
He
was looking down at the mat.
He wasn't right. He wasn't even like going for the shot. He just looked down.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Well, he put his arms out for the wrap.
He didn't have the chance to even go for the shot.
But why look down?
He just looked down.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like he was expecting the knee to come. He's like, come to Papa.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it and I was like, why would he be looking at his feet?
I'm horrible with takedowns anyway. So I'm not a good wrestler.
Well.
But yeah.
You just don't. I mean, God, that was always drilled in our head. You don't look down.
Imagine if he hadn't looked down, though. He probably would have caught him in the eye and his eye would have popped out over the back
maybe
of his
he
head.
Maybe he would have seen it coming and been able to slide a little bit or adjust. But I mean, if you're looking at the fucking mat, you've got no idea what's coming at you.
And head. Listen, I have no hate towards Ben Askren.
No.
I think that some of the shit he says is corny and, you know, he tries to sell a fight and that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if he stepped over any boundaries because I heard what he said as far as what Masvidal was saying, that, you know, he talked about my ethnicity. No, he just said, I'm gonna speak in a language that you can understand, you know, and he spoke in English. And then he kind of put himself down a little bit. He's like this punk white boy with you know, love handles and a weird fro is going to kick your ass. So, I mean, it wasn't too bad, but there was also more shit that he said. And, you know, again, he was trying to sell the fight. But again, if you talk shit to somebody who doesn't normally talk shit and he doesn't like shit talk to him, then you can expect for him to act that way when he beats your ass.
Yeah, we're not going to be friends afterwards.
No. I don't think he's going to be friends with anybody he beats. You know, I don't think he's that kind of dude.
Friends, no. Show respect.
Yeah. That he always does.
Yeah, but we're not going to go grab a beer after I fucking beat the shit out of you.
I don't think so. No. He wants to break skulls and cash checks.
Yeah. I mean, that's his job.
Yeah.
It's what he's. That's what he gets paid to do.
I personally, I'm not mad at it at all.
No, there again, I'm not mad at it because it's not like he's being an asshole.
No,
you know, so
it is what it is.
Yeah,
you talk shit. Now he talks shit too.
Yeah.
So be it.
Talk shit. Go to sleep.
Yeah, he did go to sleep.
And I mean, I'm still an Askren fan. I mean, I'll still watch. You know, yeah. I still wish the best for Askren. I
absolutely.
I wish he would have had a better. I wish his first fight would have went a little more decidingly for his favor. And you know, this fight here was definitely a bad showing. So,
oh, that was a horrible showing.
Well, yeah. But you only got a 5-second showing. So, really, what somebody was saying is like, really, it should have been like a 3 seconds because he was out.
Oh, yeah.
Before he fucking even.
Absolutely.
Before he hit the mat.
Oh, yeah.
He was done. The only reason it went 5 is because it took 2 more seconds for the ref to get him off.
Yep.
You know, so.
And then he hit him with a 2-piece
mm-hmm.
after the knee. Well, so I guess he still hit him, with a 3-piece.
He just missed the soda.
He just missed the soda. Yep. But again, I'm not mad, you know. I'm looking forward to his next fight. He called out Kamaru Usman for the title. I know Kamaru is hurt because he fought Tyron Woodley on a broken leg.
Yep.
So he might be a while. So,
dude, did you see who fought Jones?
That would be Thiago Santos. He had a MCL, PCL, and ACL tear.
Yeah. In the first round.
And the meniscus, yeah.
In the first fucking round.
I know.
And still went 5. And from what I heard, gave John
trouble. Yeah, he was trouble. Giving him trouble, yeah. Yeah.
So imagine if, I didn't see the fight, so I don't know. But
I don't like, imagine if he would have been, you know.
100%.
We don't know that.
We don't know. Yeah, I don't know if the fight would have went any different, but it's like, dude, you're basically all the connective tendons and ligaments in your knee are shot.
It's like people want to run it back. I'm like, run it back for what? Why does Joe need to run? John needs to run it back. He beat him.
Yeah, he beat him. But so, I mean, who's out there that's going to give him a run as well as he did?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's next. Whoever's next. You know, this.
Well, in our world, yes, it's next.
The only time that there should be a rematch, in my opinion, this is, again, my opinion, is if the champ loses. I'm okay with doing an automatic, you know, run back.
Why?
Because he's a champion. And normally that's how it's always been. Well, I mean, I can't say that in MMA. I'm talking about boxing. I'm used to seeing that. So I'm okay with the fact that, okay, I'm going to give you a shot. You know, if I lose, I want a shot back. I'm okay with that. You know, because you're the champ. You fall to.
Woodley didn't get that.
But why?
Because Dana White hates Woodley.
Because he's black.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I mean,
No.
Woodley got thrown all the way back
down. None of these guys have gotten title rematches. You know, I know Connor wants it. He hasn't gotten it yet. But I know basically Ronda did. She got a run back at the title, even though it wasn't the same person.
Yeah.
She lost the title to Holly.
Yep.
And when she came back, she got an immediate title shot at Amanda.
Didn't work out either way.
I know that it didn't work out, but you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that was the cash cow. You know.
And you don't think,
because there for a couple years, for a good year and a half.
Well,
it was just Ronda and Connor. That was it.
Okay, so if Connor is a cash cow, then why are you not giving him
But is he a cash cow anymore? Well, I mean, I guess he's still a cash cow because he can bring all of Ireland to a pay per view.
My Irish people.
But I mean, what, he's lost what, 2 in a row?
Doesn't matter. He's the cash cow, right?
I guess. Is he though? I mean,
yeah, I would think he is.
I don't know. I think it's leaving him.
People either love him or hate him, and they're going to tune in either way to either see him win. Eh,
I'm indifferent.
Okay. Well, that's just you.
Yeah.
The majority of the people.
But I think the longer he's away, the more people become indifferent.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
he needs to fight soon.
If he wants to. Who the fuck says he wants to?
He wants to fight Khabib. He wants an immediate title shot.
Dude, no.
But
somebody talk to him. Tell him, nah, bro. Take a little warm up. Take a tune up. Fight Cowboy.
That's a tune up?
No, but I still want to see him fight Cowboy. I'm still rooting for Cowboy to get his payday.
The fucking top 10 in the 155, that's like a murderer's row.
I know. But it's still, I mean, I don't think it would be good for as long as Connor's been away from the fights to immediately come back and go, yes, put me against Khabib.
I don't think
so. I've got his number this time. No, the fuck you don't.
Listen, the way that the Khabib handled him, I don't think that anything's going to change.
No. What do you think? His fucking ground game, his grappling got worse?
No. Yeah, right? I mean,
what? You think his takedowns got worse? No. Did your takedown defense get better?
Is that the money fight? Sure.
Sure.
Isn't that what the UFC is all about? The money fights?
Oh, yeah.
Then make it happen.
But if you put him against Khabib again and he loses like he did again, what do you do with him? You can't do anything with it because Khabib's the top of the pile.
Right. Difference does it make at that point?
Yeah. I mean, well, that's probably why they're it hasn't been done yet, because they know if they put him with Khabib, he's going to lose again. If he loses again, what does he have to? Because, you know, he's not going to go back down to, OK, well, let me, you know, I'll do co-mains. You know, Connor's never going to do a co-main. He wants to be main or nothing.
Are you talking about from the UFC point of view, or are you talking from Connor's point of view?
I guess from the UFC's point of view, because if he loses twice to Khabib, who do you put him against? Are you going to put him against somebody else in the division?
At that point, I think that he would probably call it a day and wouldn't even give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm going back to fucking whiskey.
He's making money hand over fist.
Sure he is.
With his fucking whiskey.
But is he making money hand over fist because of his popularity in UFC?
Obviously.
So he's going to have to keep, he needs to keep his.
He's already made his name.
Yes and no, but your name fades. He hasn't made a name to the point where his name's going to be. No.
Bro.
Nah.
He's a fucking international star. You mean to tell me that if he stops fighting today, he needs to, you know, keep fighting somewhere else to keep his name relevant?
No, but he'll have to do something. He's got
plenty of money. He doesn't need to fight.
No, he doesn't need to fight.
If he comes back and loses against Khabib, fuck it. Call it a day.
Yeah. But, I mean, he'll always be king of Ireland. But in 5 years, you're not international anymore. Not in today's age, no.
His whiskey's, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's fame right now. It's not good whiskey.
So you mean to tell me that in 5 years you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Probably. Or, I mean, not us. We know.
Motherfucker, please.
No, not us, because we follow fighting. We watch a lot of fights and things like that. Your everyday person. I mean, granted, yes, he is a polarizing figure.
He's crossed over to other more than MMA. He is like a full-blown out celebrity.
Well, yeah, but he still has to continue doing something. Celebrities do movies. They're out and they're doing stuff to keep their face out in front of you.
Name a celebrity that doesn't do a movie anymore.
Martin Short.
Is he not famous anymore? Because
he doesn't. Not to the levels he was.
Is he not famous?
Well, fuck. You can be, what's your idea of famous? I mean, Jesus, there's girls on Instagram that are famous. All they do is show their ass. Is that famous?
Instagram famous.
Okay.
They're not.
So there's levels of fame.
But you're talking about a guy who has put a stamp on a sport. He also boxed, even though it wasn't all that great.
No.
Against the greatest of all time, arguably.
Sure.
He's got whiskey. He's done, you know, television.
So his next step's got to be movies.
Whatever. If he wants to continue to be in the limelight, I guess. But if he doesn't, he's still going to be a recognizable name, regardless of whether he's doing something or not.
Okay. I think he'd fade into oblivion in five. Maybe not five, maybe 10. He'll always be known, but he won't be the level he is now. I don't think he's the level he is now that he was a year ago.
Do you want to be at that level anyway?
I don't know.
I mean, do you think that he needs that to, like, survive or something?
I don't know his financial situation.
Okay. Because he's not public, right?
Yeah, no. I just know he fucking, you know, rides around in fucking nice-ass cars. He's got a lot of... There again, Floyd, look at Floyd. I mean, you know, nobody knows Floyd's really financial situation, but that motherfucker's walking around with a backpack full of cash and got 20-something cars.
Yeah. So, you know he's going to be fine.
Hmm. Yes, fine. He'll be fine. If he never fights again, he'll be absolutely fine. I'm not saying he's not going to be fine. I'm just saying I don't think he's not going to have the star power.
Well, what difference does it make? He's not going to be doing anything as far as fighting goes.
Okay. Then he's
But his name will still be there.
Well, sure.
He's still going to have a recognizable name.
Well, yeah. But it's just not going to be at the level.
You know, I don't even know how we got started on this fucking conversation.
Fuck.
I don't know where we're going now.
Get off of the fucking wagon over there.
I'm not on the wagon.
Jesus. You get some of that fucking Proper 12 money over there or something?
I fucking wish. Listen, if he wants to throw some money our way, we will fucking promote it.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Proper 12 whiskey.
You know how much garbage
from
shit
Conor McGregor.
Give me a fucking towel or a poster. I'll put it up right over here in front of the camera.
This episode is brought to you by Proper Whiskey.
Proper 12.
Proper 12.
Buy it and put it on your shelf. Don't drink it. Tastes like shit.
You know what? I'm not a whiskey drinker anyway, so.
I know some people that are.
I wouldn't give two fucks.
I know some people that are and that have tasted it, and they're like, it's mediocre.
It's watered down.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, well. It is what it is.
Hey, whatever, man. He's selling it because of his popularity.
Sure.
That's what it was.
Sure.
We're talking about he was selling his shit because of his pop. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be a king in Ireland for till death. I'm surprised they don't have a statue built for him yet.
I'm sure that's coming.
Oh, it should be. It should be.
So.
But we'll see what he does if he pulls any shenanigans in Abu Dhabi.
What do you mean?
Well, the UFC that's going to be in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Supposedly he's going to go there and attend it. Same time as Khabib.
So basically the winner of Poirier, Khabib is probably going to get Conor next.
Yeah. Because I know Khabib put out a statement saying, you know, that if he comes to Abu Dhabi, he better act right because he won't be able to run like he did before.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit.
That's a heavy.
Yeah, you better be on your fucking P's and Q's there.
Yeah.
Don't do no shit. Sit there with your fucking hands in your lap. Smile and wave. And that's it. Yeah, don't do that.
That's
don't,
it.
Barely do that.
That's all you're allowed to do.
When the camera cuts to you, just kind of nod your head. How's it going? Yeah. Drink. Pull up a bottle of whiskey. Drink my whiskey. That's all you need. No, actually, you won't be able to do that because I don't think they can have alcohol there.
Not in Abu Dhabi. I don't know. I know that they're very strict as far as the Muslim religion, as far as drinking and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know how that. I mean, they have to have alcohol in. In Abu Dhabi, they got nightclubs and shit like that, resorts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would think that they would sell alcohol. Hey, Jamie, why don't you pull that information up and see what's available?
Yeah, I need to be paid like Jamie.
But for the most part, I don't think, you know, if you're a Muslim that you can partake in the alcoholic beverages. What does it say?
It says it can only be bought at certain places in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's possible to drink alcohol at home.
Okay.
But it can only be bought at certain places in Abu Dhabi.
So does it say anything about the Muslim religion, whether they are allowed to drink, you know, alcohol?
No. It's got the 10 best bars for a relaxed drink in Abu Dhabi. So I'm assuming there's bars there for a drink. But I don't know. I ain't going there. That's too far. Too far.
I wish, what's his name? Daniel Bin Yusuf.
Who?
It's a guy I know from on Facebook. He's Puerto Rican. He's Muslim. He probably would be able to tell us if Muslims are allowed to drink.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's, you know, he's religious. So, I mean... To my understanding, he's, you know, Muslim. So, let me double check. Because you can't pull it up.
Oh, yeah, because that's not what I'm doing.
Let's see. Anybody watching, feel free to comment. Sorry for the silence. We're looking this shit up. All right, let's see.
Okay, so it is not prohibited by the Quran.
It is permissible for Muslims to drink alcohol? Question mark. When it comes to permissibility in Islam, there are five categories actions that can fall. So this is forbidden, discouraged, neutral, encouraged, and it broke up. It doesn't really say.
Yeah, sorry. You lost me when you start telling me I can't drink. Or I have to only drink wine.
Let's see.
I can't have my rum.
Fucking ads. God damn it.
Got to get that ad block on, Jamie.
Fuck. Well, that's your job. I'm doing your job.
But you're doing it so well over there. I mean, I already looked it up and they said they can.
They can?
Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
So they can drink what?
It says they can drink, just like Muhammad says you need to establish that drinking alcohol is not prohibited by the Quran, as is claimed by many.
Oh, okay.
So.
There it is.
Yeah. Now.
What the fuck were we talking about?
Fuck, who knows, bro?
Oh, Connor in Abu Dhabi. And getting lit. Anywho.
Yeah. I wish him luck over there.
John Jones. What's next for him?
Heavyweight.
So, initially, he had said that he didn't want to go to heavyweight because Cormier would have the advantage, and he didn't want to give DC the advantage in anything. He said he'd be stronger, and you know his stamina would be better than when he's cutting down to light heavyweight. Because when DC fights at heavyweight, he's like at 255, 260. When he's cutting,
the big boy,
you're cutting like 50, 55 pounds to get down to 205.
Yeah.
So that puts a lot of strain in his body.
I bet he would probably come in around 245.
But
250.
I guess Jones maybe changed his mind. And I guess he said that he's going to go after the winner of DC and Stipe.
Who's left at 205? I mean, really? I mean, as much as I dislike Jones, I mean, genuinely, who's left at 205?
Well, if you had UFC light heavyweight standings on, you know, on in front of you, you could see, you know, who would be next for him at light heavyweight. I definitely don't see Luke Rockhold getting that shot, even though he wanted it. Because Luke Rockhold got knocked out again against Jan Blachowicz, or Blachowicz, however you pronounce his last name. That was pretty brutal too, man.
All right, let's see here. Light heavyweight. All right, so Jones is champion. Number one, DC. Mm-hmm. Two, Thiago Santos, Anthony Smith, Dominic Reyes, Jan Blachowicz.
Blachowicz.
Andrew Gustafsson.
That's not going to happen. He retired.
Did he officially retire?
Yeah, he retired when Jones beat him.
I didn't know if he like officially retired.
Yeah. He left his gloves in the ring. He said that he's done.
Okay. Vulcan, Corey Anderson, Latifi, and then Glover Teixeira. That's the top 10. So tell me, out of those, who's going to fucking beat Johnson?
Well, nobody.
Okay.
But he hasn't fought Reyes. He hasn't fought Uzdemir. What's Uzdemir ranked?
Seventh.
What's Reyes ranked?
Fourth.
He's already beat Anthony Smith, so he's not going to get another title shot for a while.
Nope.
Corey Anderson, what's he ranked?
Eighth.
So you got Corey Anderson, Reyes, Latifi at what?
Ninth. And then Glover.
He's already beat Glover.
I know. That's what I mean. Who's
and Glover,
there?
And Glover's not getting any younger.
No. Who's there?
So go back to the top five.
Cormier, Santos, Smith, and Reyes.
And right below Reyes?
Jan Black.
And Blachowicz. So he's got four guys that he could potentially. And what's Blachowicz ranked?
Fifth.
That's your five. That's your next guy.
Think so?
Yeah. Who else? Who's above him? Who's number four?
Reyes. Dominic.
Okay. Reyes should be next.
Okay.
Because he's four.
Okay.
He's already beat DC.
Yep.
At light heavyweight. He's beat Anthony Smith.
Okay. You know? So, I mean, does he get it? I mean, but realistically, does he got a choice? A chance?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I've only seen maybe two of his fights.
Yeah.
The first one was a knockout. You know, he knocked out the dude. And the second one, I can't really remember how it went.
Okay. So, those are your top five. I'm going to read you the top five for heavyweights.
Okay.
Okay. Stipe, Ngannou.
Ngannou, yeah. He's not going to fight Ngannou.
Dos Santos, Curtis Blaydes, Derek Lewis. That's his top five in heavyweight.
He'll kill JDS, so scrap him off the list.
Yep, okay. I think, you don't think he'll kill Francis?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think he kills Francis.
You think he kills DC at heavyweight?
No. I think that's a tough fight. I think that's a tough, tough fight for him.
That'll be the test. If he does go to heavyweight, because you know if he goes to heavyweight, they're going to put him on DC right from the get.
Yeah.
It's the story. It's the money. Everything. Right. If he beats DC at heavyweight, then that opens the gates to all these other guys.
I just don't know if he could beat Ngannou. Well, I have to like really think about this. I mean,
John's going to kick him a hell of a lot more.
But you got to remember, he's going to
keep his distance.
When people are kicking him, he's coming in with power. Okay. And look at what Santos did. And Santos landed a couple of times flush.
Yeah.
Granted, he didn't drop John, but if you get hit by Ngannou, you're not going to wake up.
No. And yeah, that wasn't even a flush hit.
You know, if Ngannou fights him like Santos fought him, he can put him away. It would have to be early.
You think Francis could beat DC?
No.
Okay. Jones has beat DC twice.
Because
I mean, granted, juice
don't do that MMA math shit.
Oh, MMA math is fun.
No, MMA math does not work.
Come on, man. MMA math is fun.
I think John can beat him. Yes, as far as you know, staying on the outside and maybe shooting and taking him down. But if he fights him like Santos, where, you know, he tried to take him down maybe a couple of times and he couldn't. Got to remember, these are bigger guys.
I know. But I think they're better fights to watch in heavyweight than they are in light heavyweight.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you 100%.
Because all of these fights here.
Well, it's got us talking about it.
Well, but all of these fights here are dangerous for him.
The JDS fight wouldn't be dangerous.
Okay.
At all.
All right.
Sorry.
So four of the.
I have nothing against.
Well, you still got the top. I mean, you still got five that are dangerous.
I got nothing against JDS. However, I don't think he beats John Jones.
I don't know. Do you think? Well, I mean, what about Lewis? You think Lewis beats Jones?
I don't think so either. Yeah. Unless he catches him with one of his monster shots. And he's.
I mean, then that's always a chance.
He swings wild. You know, he's got no ground like Ngannou.
No.
So if John, well,
when did Ngannou get ground?
He doesn't.
Yeah, I mean Stipe showed his ground game.
So
Stipe bullied the fuck out of him.
If John stays on the outside on Lewis, kicks him and then shoots on him and takes him down, that's it. That could be, you know, I don't.
Yeah, because we've never. I don't know. Have we ever seen Jones off his back with somebody that big, like that dangerous on top of him? I don't think so.
No.
DC's never been on top of him.
I don't recall John being on the ground.
No.
Somebody haven't been on top of him.
No.
So I'm going.
So God forbid Ngannou gets him down.
Ngannou ain't gonna get nobody down.
What if he takes? What if he fucking catches? He catches one of John's kicks, shoots on him, lands in half guard. He's on top of John.
And John chokes him out.
You think so?
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Ngannou does not have the ground game to go against John. Simple.
I didn't know John had a good ground game.
John has a good ground game.
Does he?
Yep.
Never seen it.
That's your fault.
Okay. Fair enough. But I mean, those are all a lot more dangerous than anything in the light heavyweight he's going to face.
Yes. I agree with you 100%.
So
those are actually more interesting fights. I mean, he's got us talking about it. You know,
I'd like to see him against Blades, Curtis Blades. Blades is a striker.
No, he's a wrestler. Blades is a wrestler.
Is he?
Look it up.
No, I'm not going to. I'm gonna completely just go on conjecture and say that you're completely right. In case somebody wants to come in and go, what the fuck is he talking about? Yeah, how about that?
I definitely think he's got more fights at heavyweight that are more interesting than light heavyweight. I mean, unfortunately for Luke Rockhold, I know he wanted to fight John, but I believe that Rockhold's got a broken jaw at this time. So
what weight class is he in?
He's at 205 now. He jumped from 185 to 205.
He's not even in the top 15.
That weight cut was killing him, bro. He's a big dude. I think he came in like after the fight, like around 220. You know, once you rehydrate and all that shit, I think they were saying that he was like around 220.
I still have Colby Covington above Masvidal.
I don't know why. Maybe the rankings haven't updated. Let's get on that, UFC.
No, they're updated. Masvidal's went up one.
To what?
Three.
And then it's...
Which is... wow. It's Woodley, Covington, Masvidal.
Well...
Dos Anjos.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I was saying. You know, when the champ drops, he drops one spot. You know? So...
I'm just surprised. I figure Woodley would be down here like 15. Surprised Dana just didn't go flush. Down to the bottom.
No,
bottom,
he doesn't hate him that much. I think Woodley's hurt too.
You'd be surprised.
I think he's not ready to come back yet. Because Woodley was supposed to fight Lawler. And that fight got pulled, I believe, because he was hurt. And now Lawler's fighting Covington. What's Lawler ranked?
10.
Ooh, gatekeeper. But that was probably due to inactivity, though.
Askren's above him. Askren dropped 4 from that loss.
Well, Askren did beat him.
Yeah.
So, technically, you know, on paper.
He beat him. It's a win.
Yeah.
Then you got Cejudo up there. Champ, champ, champ.
Well, Cejudo's not even in that weight division.
No, I'm just looking at pictures. And it's just...
Cejudo's out for a year, so we're not giving him airtime. I'm kidding.
Pound for pound, it's still DC, Jones, Khabib, Cejudo, Nunes, Holloway, Usman, Poirier, McGregor, Whittaker.
Why is McGregor there? He hasn't fought forever.
Because he's pound for pound, bro. Pound for pound.
You see? It's his popularity. It's
his popularity. Yeah, I don't get it either.
What's Amanda ranked pound for pound?
5.
Bull motherfucking shit.
Okay.
She should be number 1. Sorry, DC. You relinquished one of the belts. She has not relinquished any of the belts. And she just beat Holly very convincingly.
See, you know what I want to see? I want to see this pound for pound. This is these are the matchups they should do. These fights over here. Pound for pound. Let's make this shit real. You want to be pound for pound greatest? Okay. Cool. I mean, I feel bad for DC because then it's DC John Jones right off the bat.
All right. Okay, you want to do that. Who do you got between Henry Cejudo and Amanda Nunes?
Oh, Cejudo. Sorry. Cejudo.
I got to go with my girl.
All right, you go right ahead. But I mean, okay, so 1 and 2 would be Jones and DC. So then it should go.
Well, they're you know, pretty much the same way.
Yeah, so then it should go 2, 3, and 4.
You do a tournament style.
Okay.
So you go 1 and 10.
Okay, so that
would
be
2 and 9.
So DC against Whittaker.
No. So who's one?
DC.
Okay, so let's do the bracket.
So it's DC, Whittaker.
Okay, so I take DC.
Okay.
So let's move. Hold on. Let's write this shit down. Let's do a bracket on this bitch.
I mean, who's it? So then it would be 5 against 7?
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Right. Let me get ready.
Oh God, are you fucking breaking out the bracket app?
Yeah, you know that bracket app that's used along all the gyms,
right?
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so number 1 is DC.
DC.
Okay, so DC Whittaker.
Yep.
So DC wins most of the next round. Okay, so number 2 against number 9.
Okay, Jones Connor.
John beats the brakes out of fucking Connor.
Okay.
All right.
Then it would go what?
3 and 8.
3 and 8. That's Khabib Poirier.
Oh, that's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
So Khabib.
That's fucking interesting.
Khabib.
I'm personally hoping that Poirier wins. But I'll give you Khabib. Okay, yeah, Khabib. So let's put Khabib as the winner.
Okay.
All right. Next, so now, it would be 4 and 7.
Cejudo Usman.
Oh, Usman would beat the brakes off of him.
He would throw Cejudo out the fucking ring.
All right. So Usman moves on to the next round. Okay. So now you got
your girl.
My girl.
Max Holloway.
Oh, shit. I gotta give it to Max. Sorry, Amanda.
Damn, that train stopped short.
Man, Max is a killer. But I love my girl. Okay. And she should be number 1. Anyway, so we got our top 5 now. DC, John, Khabib, Usman, and Max.
Yep.
So now we toss it up and we do a bye round. So the buy round, we're going to give it to the smallest guy.
Okay.
Which would be Max.
Yep.
So Max moves on. So now you got DC versus Usman.
Ooh, that's a good fight.
Is it?
I think so. I mean, DC probably wins.
DC at heavyweight, Usman at welterweight.
Yeah, because this is no weight class. This is open weight.
I'm going to give it to DC. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So we're going to eliminate Usman. Sorry, Usman. You're out. You're out of the pound-for-pound tournament. So then we got Khabib and John.
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. That's a toss-up.
You think so?
I do.
I got to go with John.
I mean, you kind of have to just for the length and everything, but just, I mean, if you run it through your head, if he keeps him out on the distance because John's so much longer, Khabib never gets a chance to get a hold of him. But what happens if Khabib gets him? Actually gets his arms around him, locks hands, and gets him to the ground.
You know how much bigger John is?
I know.
All right, so what are we going here with? I'm going to let you pick on this one. I'm going with John. Oof. I'm going to go with John. But if you say Khabib, then okay.
I don't know. I mean, because it... Oh, damn.
Flip a motherfucking coin.
Right? All right.
You got a coin?
Yeah, let me flip my Trump coin.
It's decided fate.
Yeah, no, I got my Trump coin.
Right. It's Trump on the front, Trump in the back.
All right. Who's got heads?
I don't know. Whoever enjoys it more.
All right, we'll give Jones heads.
Okay.
All right. Khabib.
Oh, shit. In the upset, Khabib beats John Jones. Okay. So now we still got three, but Max got a bye on the last one. So now what we're going to do is we're going to give the bye to the heaviest guy.
Okay, so DC gets the rest. Eat some chicken.
Eat some chicken.
Yep.
So then you got Khabib and Max.
Oh, Khabib.
Okay. So at the end, it's going to be teammates.
Yeah.
Khabib and DC. Who takes it?
DC.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is your pound for pound king.
Yeah.
DC.
Now, if the flip...
Hold on. Before we proceed... I know Zach Billings and Brandon Brewer from the Nest
podcast. Oh, they're going to lose their shit.
They are going to lose their fucking shit. But hey, guys, just remember, I said that John beats Khabib. Yeah, I
mean, that was on a coin flip.
Yeah, and
that was on a coin
flip.
And
Chris said that Khabib beats John. So now,
if John gets through Khabib, if the flip went John's way, then it's back to John DC.
Well, no, because you have to give a... technically, yes, because at that point, you got two heavyweights. Well, technically. So I would give Max the bye again.
Ask would be like, do you really want to do this? Do you really want to do this? Or do you just want to go ahead and take third? It's up to you, Max. I bet Max would do it. I bet Max would be like, yeah.
You're like, fuck it, man.
Fuck it. See what happens.
I'm blessed. I don't want to get punched by DC or John.
I'll take my third. Fuck you guys.
All right. So with that said, DC is your pound for pound king. And all you guys can thank Chris for it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Coin flip.
Nope. You chose to pick Khabib over John.
I did. Because I look at it from the standpoint of, I mean, if it was purely stand up, then Jones would just tune him up, I think. But I think Khabib's good enough to get in. And all he's got to do is just get in, get his arms wrapped, get his hands together.
I'm
gonna, just think if he hits a single leg.
No, I understand what you're saying. However, I'm going to completely disagree with you. But it's okay. It's good that we don't agree on everything.
So you genuinely...
Because then the show would be like super fucking boring.
I know. But so you're saying that on the ground... John Jones is better than Khabib.
What makes you think that the fight is going to go to the ground?
I'm just saying. Because my reasoning for Khabib was that he will get in. He will get his arms locked. He will get Jones down.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying he's not even going to go to the ground.
Okay. I think John tries to kick him.
I think John kicks him from the locker room.
Does that fucking oblique kick?
And puts him down.
That's a real possibility. There again, that was a coin flip. It was a coin flip.
That was a good tournament right there.
That was it. I mean, dude, can you imagine actually watching those fights?
We should do it on the UFC game and like run it on auto and see what happens.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Don't you have like a...
I got PlayStation. I don't have UFC game.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to look and see if I can't find a used copy.
We have just figured out that DC is your pound for pound king. Let me remind you, just like the website says, he is your pound for pound king. Sorry, guys. I try to put it between, you know, John and DC and, you know.
Yeah, because everybody wants to see that ran back for the third time.
And, I got outvoted here by a coin toss.
I mean, granted, I do think DC at heavyweight versus Jones is a little bit.
It'll be a little different.
Little different, but is it going to be really that different? Yeah, I mean, because so the heavyweight,
we all want to see it.
I know, but I mean, the heavy being heavier. I mean, yeah, DC would be able to hit a little harder, but I mean, it's not like DC lost because of the weight. He lost because he fucking took a kick to the head. You know, I don't think being a heavyweight is going to prevent him from taking a kick to the head.
He might be prepared for it this time and not, you know, get caught with it. Because he was doing good in the second one.
He was.
You know, he was hanging there.
He was.
Until he got caught. Yeah. And I know that I say, you know, fuck it. You know, it's controversial. He was actually a no contest, but he did get beat.
He did.
So.
He did.
But on paper.
But, I mean.
It's a no contest.
But it just makes you wonder, like, is that in... it has to be in DC's head. I don't care how good of an athlete you are, how steel trap you say your mind is and all like that.
John Jones is going to be in his mind for the rest of his life. He hates John Jones.
He does. And I think John genuinely... They dislike each other.
When they did that side-by-side where no, they didn't know that they were being filmed...
You still there, pussy?
Yeah. and DC be like... You know, I wish I could go over there and spit in your face.
Yeah.
And John told him, if you spit in my face, I'm going to literally kill you.
Yeah.
You know, that's real dislike right there.
Mm-hmm. I could guarantee you Khabib and Conor could shake hands and put it behind them before.
I fucking highly doubt that.
But listen, I think Khabib and Conor could put that behind them before DC and Jones would ever put it behind them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But Conor would have to come in with like... The most sincerest of apologies.
Yeah. Beyond, you know, more than you could ever believe.
He would probably have to go to Dagestan and. Yeah, I know.
That's dangerous.
And ask for forgiveness.
He would have to be. Khabib, I'm going to fly to Dagestan. Can you meet me at the airport?
In the terminal.
Let me apologize and then tell your people that I apologized.
Yeah.
And then I'll come out the airport.
Let's have a press conference.
On the plane.
Yeah, on the plane.
With the motors running.
Yep.
On the runway.
Uh-huh.
Just ready.
Uh-huh.
In case we need to dip.
So I guess you didn't watch the Michael Chiesa, Diego Sanchez fight.
Uh-uh.
I did not think that Michael Chiesa was that big. But that motherfucker is huge.
Is he? I didn't think he was that big either.
Dude, he used to fight at 155. Okay. And, you know, that weight cut was killing him. And he, you know, he decided, I'm going to go to 170. He was so much bigger than Diego.
Oof.
Dude, he literally beat the brakes off of him.
That's what, 25 pounds? 20 pounds?
What?
You said 155 to 170?
That's 15 pounds.
155.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 15 pounds. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
God.
Dude, math is rough today.
Your math sucks. But anyway.
My brain's cooked.
So it was revealed that Diego stuck his finger up his ass on Michael Chiesa.
I heard he touched my butthole.
And Chiesa was like, get your finger off my fucking ass.
Yeah. Got into his head and his ass.
Yeah. Well, he didn't get in his head because, you know, They really didn't talk shit, man. I didn't see any shit talk from, you know, you see the normal Diego weird shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't talking shit to each other.
Good.
So.
Did you see, I saw it on Facebook, I guess there's a UFC this weekend, Sacramento.
That's right. Jermaine, the randomine is the main event. I forgot the other chick's name, but what's interesting is that, what's his name? Uriah Faber's making a comeback.
Okay, so I'll tell you right now, because the random A is fighting Ladd.
Yeah.
If you see the video of Ladd coming in, it was posted on Facebook. Somebody posted. If you see Ladd coming in to weigh, I could tell you right now, she's going to lose.
Why?
The weight cut, if she makes it to the fucking fight,
it'll
be good. Because the weight cut is almost killing her. She literally had to be helped up. She looked like Connor, fucking Skeletor.
Oh, shit.
She's on the fucking scale shaking and almost about to collapse. They literally are almost having to hold her up onto the scale. And then as soon as she hits weight, 135, the commissioner announces it, you know, 135. And then he turns to the other people, he's like, get her water now. And they have to like bring her. I've got the gate up.
Okay.
But they like have to kind of escort her off and try to get. You know, dude, she looked bad. She was in bad shape.
I did not see that.
I was like, holy shit.
I didn't see it, man.
Dude, let me see.
That bad?
I'm telling you. It was horrible.
Also, here's a little clip of, of Michael Chiesa talking to Matt Serra about, hold on, let me go back to it.
Picked up on this. I don't know if anybody heard it. I don't think anybody heard it in the broadcast. It was like the end of the second round.
Yeah.
We're kind of in like this 50-50 switch position.
Yeah.
And Diego is butt dragging me. You know what a butt drag is.
Yes.
He's butt dragging me and he fucking stuck his finger in my butt. So I yelled, I go, get your finger out of my ass, motherfucker.
Oh, that's too funny. That was from UFC Unfiltered with Matt Serra and Jim Norton. The post-conference, what is it, the post-fight interview that we played for you guys was from the UFC post-fight conference after Masvidal beat Askren. Just want to give those guys credit because it's their audio. I don't want to pretend like we had that's our audio or some shit like that, you know.
So you can actually see the weigh-in. Coslow shared it. It's on his page, and Blake had it on his page as well.
Okay,
so you can check it out.
But I believe you,
dude. Like, I don't know how she's gonna. People who were posting on the video were like, "This is California's lost their fucking mind if they're gonna let her fight." You know, man, she looked bad.
Wow,
I mean, she looked really bad.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, 24 hours before fight. She's standing up there shaking and can barely stand. You can hear the scale just fucking jittering from her up there shaking.
Wow.
And I mean, they've got the curtain over her because she's got no, I mean, she had nothing on and she just made 135.
Should have cut her hair. Unscrew her nipples.
Do something. But I mean, if you're at that point, like really, at what point does the weight cut become just too much?
Man, it's going to take for somebody to die before they be like, you know what? We can't have these weight cuts anymore. A guy already died in one championship, mm-hmm. and guess what? They changed the rules completely.
Well, so why do you have to let somebody else die?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't
Dr. Dana.
I know. Dana don't give a fuck. He don't even want to add weight classes. He thinks it'll water it down. Oh, yeah, because you having a fucking fight every goddamn weekend isn't watering it down.
And having 27 interim champions doesn't water it down either.
Now, Uriah's fighting.
I just said that.
Did you? I'm sorry. I was reading other stuff.
Yeah, he's fighting Ricky Simmons.
Yeah, Ricky Simmons. Josh Emmett.
And that guy apparently was a champion in the PFL.
Okay.
Or a very high, you know, ranking guy. I can't remember. One of the two, but. You know, he's already looking past him. He's talking about fighting, what's his name after?
Don't do that.
Yeah. What do people do that? It's like, look.
Because it's a Raya favor. Everybody's like, he's washed up.
Bro, focus on the guy in front of you. And afterwards, if you win, then call out whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Don't look past anybody.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. It's Uriah. They're like, he's old. He's, you know, been in the game too long, blah, blah, blah. He's one trick pony, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever.
But anyway. He'll still fucking crack your head.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, he never stopped training.
No, he didn't.
So.
Yeah. Now, granted, I mean, he did have to bring in the ringer to win the quintuplet. That
you mean Gordon?
Yeah, fucking team Uriah. Team Gordon.
Yeah. I'll beat them all by myself.
That's basically what the motherfuckers are sitting back around. Go get them, Gordon.
Yeah,
we'll be here.
Go get us that W.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I want to send a congratulations to the Los Angeles Clippers in landing the most sought after free agent in Kawhi Leonard. Not only did they get Kawhi, but they also traded for Paul George from the Oklahoma Thunder. And now the Oklahoma Thunder are shit because they just got rid of Westbrook. They sent them to Houston for Chris Paul.
No, I thought I just saw something that said Chris Paul wasn't leaving.
No, what I saw was from ESPN. Saw that Westbrook was going to the Rockets for Chris Paul in like six different round picks, draft picks. So is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
You know, all that shit that they were talking, oh, no, we're good, you know. Because I brought up the fact that Harden and Chris Paul were not getting along, and then they were like, oh, no, we're good, you know, we don't have any issues. I'm like, bullshit. They try to trade you to the fucking Knicks. Nobody wants to play for the Knicks. Mm-mm. And they try to trade you there, you know. The fucking Knicks said no.
That's bad.
I know. When the Knicks say no,
that's bad.
And they're just trying to get people to come play, you know, names.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
So
come fill up our stadium. Everybody but you.
Yeah. Just not you. So anyway, so basically Oklahoma lost their two stars in 1 week. One went to the Clippers and the other one went to Houston, which kind of reunites Westbrook with Harden. Because Harden was playing in Oklahoma before he got traded to Houston. So Houston just became a little bit better.
A little bit.
And the Clippers became a whole lot better. It's funny because they asked Kawhi. I don't know if it's true. I just saw it on Facebook. They asked Kawhi why he didn't pick the Lakers. And he's like, why would I want to play with LeBron when I'm the only one that could shut him down? And I'm like, shit. Burn, motherfucker. Burn.
That's rough.
Yeah. And he's not a shit talker.
That's rough.
He's like, yeah, you let him know. Let him know you're the man. Let him know you won a championship this year.
Know what happens if the Lakers fucking smoke him?
It's not going to happen.
Better hide.
It ain't going to happen.
It can always happen.
Nah.
It's fucking basketball.
Nah. It's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add? I mean,
No. I'm tired.
Yeah. We need to start getting more people in here.
Been working all day.
Need to have guests. We need to figure it out. And, you know, when we have guests, maybe like Brandon, you know.
I would like to try to get Squirrel in here before he officially leaves.
He hasn't left yet.
I know, but it's coming. I don't know when, but I know it's coming.
Yeah. We're going to probably have to do it like on a Saturday. Because he works at teaches at Renaissance on Fridays at around 5:30, which he should be there right now.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. So, but yeah, I mean, I would like to get him on before he leaves.
And if we got to get, you know, if we get people that, you know, require a different date, we got to be.
Yeah, we can always work around.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. I mean, you know, this is just good for us as a normal podcast because it opens up our weekends. But I mean, if we need to move it around for a guest or something like that every now and then, that's fine. That's well and good.
Yeah. I know the only guy that I know for sure that can make it Fridays is Brandon, you know, and I told him, you know, you got an open invite.
He's always got an open invite.
Yeah. Whenever you want to come over, just,
he's got an open invite. Dean's got an open invite. Yeah, you know,
but he's not going to take you up on it.
I know.
He's not taking me up on it.
I know. I mean, I know Dean will never be here, but he's always got an open invite. Always.
We're going to have to like hide microphones and just have a conversation with him.
He's fucking Yoda. He'll be like, I know that microphone's on you. Yeah. I could feel. I could sense it.
Sense it. Jinx.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.